It's been a wild day for Chinese AI startup DeepSeek. On Monday, its AI assistant went from dethroning ChatGPT on top of the Apple App Store chart to facing large-scale malicious attacks that forced it to limit users. The AI disruptor is also rocking the stock market. NVIDIA's share price was down 15% midday Monday, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 3%. So what's the story behind this Chinese newcomer? Satya Nadella said, quote, "I'm going by the papers they're publishing, and it's very impressive. I mean, to see the DeepSeek new model, it's super impressive. So I think we should take the development out of China very, very seriously," end quote. Hedge fund manager Liang Wenfeng founded DeepSeek in 2023. The scrappy AI lab gained a ton of attention this month after releasing its R1 model to rival OpenAI's O1 model. It already barely trails OpenAI, according to the Artificial Analysis Quality Index. Alexander Wang said, "What we found is that DeepSeek, which is the leading Chinese AI lab, their model is actually the top performing or roughly on par with the best American models. So what is setting R1 apart? For one, it's open source, meaning any AI developer can use it, modify it, and enhance it. Second, DeepSeek says it can learn and improve on its own without human involvement. Users say it excels at chain of thought reasoning, where you break down a complicated task into logical steps. Why is it sinking tech stocks? U.S. tech companies have been pouring billions into AI development, but are they overspending?" According to the DeepSeek V3 technical report released last month, DEX 26, it took just 2 months and less than 6 million to train this model using NVIDIA's H800 chips, which are modified to be exported to China. But not everyone believes the report. Back in 2022, the U.S. placed export controls on NVIDIA to stop the company from selling its A100 and H100 chips to Chinese companies. These chips are used to develop AI models. I'm trying not to get too technical here. So the bottom line is that the H100 is a better, more sophisticated chip than the H800. The H100 is not allowed to go to China, yet Alexander Wang says DeepSeek has them. A day after DeepSeek released its research paper, OpenAI's Sam Altman seemed to throw cold water on its breakthroughs. At the time, he posted to X, "It is relatively easy to copy something that you know works. It is extremely hard to do something new, risky, and difficult when you don't know if it will work. Individual researchers rightly get a lot of glory for that when they do it. It's the coolest thing in the world. It's unclear what type of future DeepSeek will have with export controls in place. What we know is its founder wants to create human-level AI." President Donald Trump is working with tech companies to boost AI in the U.S. He recently announced the $500 billion Stargate Initiative, a private sector deal with OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle. It's expected to be the largest AI infrastructure project in history, but AI history is moving fast.